Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Summa Silver, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol SSVR and on the OTCQB under the symbol SSVRF. We are chatting with the CEO, Galen McNamara. Summa Silver is focused on two different projects here, the Hughes property in Nevada, as well as the Muggeon project in New Mexico. They are a silver exploration company with a fairly aggressive drill program planned at both projects for this year, following up on drilling that came last year. Now, Galen, it's been a couple months, actually, since we had you back on the show, so let's go high level through each of these projects, starting off with the New Mexico project, the Muggeon project. I know that you started drilling this last fall. It is a small drill program in that sense, but you are planning on following up with a lot more meters this year. So give us a little recap of last year's program first, please.
Yeah, sure. Sounds good, Corey. And thanks for having me on the show again. So yeah, Muggeon is this property that I think has been a dark horse for us, you know, over the last, say, year and a half. We were working very hard on our Nevada property and have obviously had some very strong, very high-grade drill results there that we can talk about afterwards. But Muggeon is, again, it's one of these properties that has a very similar flavor to the Tonopah District. It was actually the largest historic silver producer in New Mexico going back to, like, 1888 or something like that. And this one was one that, again, just hadn't really seen any modern exploration at all. And we optioned it about a year and a half ago. We saw some really huge potential here where, you know, both of these projects, Muggeon and Hughes and Tonopah, I think have, you know, some very strong potential to be, you know, that next big kind of silver discovery, big silver story. So what we're doing here is just the first target area in Muggeon. We started drilling last fall. Completed three holes before just giving the guys a little break for Christmas and are back there now, and the fourth hole is nearing completion. But one of the things we released is we put our core photos just for the first hole, because drilling this thing out and this target that we were drilling, you know, the first hole hit a vein that was 50 meters wide. Now, you know, I don't expect the whole thing to carry high grade, but I mean, it was visually mineralized with areas of high grade, say, that. And I just thought to myself, hey, well, you certainly don't see a 50-meter intersection of vein every day. Now, this was just into the first target area, which is, say, 500 meters of strike. Well, you know, that's a very small amount because there's 34 kilometers of strike, prospective vein and structure on the property in total. So just on this first 500 meters, say, we're testing a target that has dimensions of 500 meters by 300 meters, where there was 9 holes drilled in the 1980s that, hey, we can't use in a quote-unquote compliant 43-101 resource estimate, but they do give us a perfect roadmap of where to step up and start building ounces very efficiently. So the 9 holes in 500 by 300 meters on the vein, average intersection of 12 meters at 506 grams per ton silver equivalent. So that's kind of what we're going to be testing for this year, is that 500 meters of strike where, hey, to get that to what we think an inferred resource spacing is going to be, that requires 50 holes. So, you know, and needless to say, I think we're all very excited about this year for us. But at the same time, you know, that's really just a start, because there's a lot more targeting to do on this project. And we have a lot of ideas for where, you know, the next one could be. So, you know, we want to really move quickly here. Well, we want to move quickly on both projects, but here is where, you know, it's, you know, we're just starting to hit the gas on this one.
Well, I think you summed it up well, Galen, as far as it being kind of a dark horse for the company, because I think about a year ago, a lot of people thought this was more of a second throwaway project for you guys. Everything was based in Nevada, and you know, we will get to the Hughes property next because you've done more work on that. But I think it's interesting to note that you're stepping up an aggressive drill program with the goal of trying to get a resource in place by the end of the year, and that some of that historic drilling has such wide intercepts. When we think about silver mining in general, we think of Mexico narrow vein, 1.5 to 3 meter veins. So to have an average grade at 500 grams per ton over 12 meters, those are some wide intercepts. And if this hole you just got a photo back on has 50 meters of mineralization, let's say, it sounds like it could be a pretty prolific district. Could you remind people of some of the other prior producing mines or currently producing mines around you in New Mexico, just to give some context?
Yeah, so there's two, or even, you know, we're on the west side of New Mexico, so even Arizona. So right now, the focus in this neck of the woods is copper production. So we're 65 kilometers east of the Morenci open pit, which is, of course, one of the largest copper mines in the world. That's in Arizona. But then even within New Mexico, we're about 100 kilometers north of two open pits that are currently being operated by Freeport. So this is kind of, you know, mining country. And there's, you know, a district like this, it hasn't really been looked at in seriously in a long, long time. But obviously, there's still a lot left here.
Galen, real quick, can you just remind everybody what the option agreement is here for this Muggeon project?
Yeah, so we optioned this off of another Canadian junior called Allegiant Gold in August of 2020. So it's a three-year option for us to earn in 75% for basically $3 million in work commitment and $3 million in payments, mostly in shares. Then after that three-year period, we complete that, say, first option. At our election, we can top up to 100% with another $3 million payment, again, mostly in shares.
Well, thanks for highlighting that, Galen. Well, now let's shift over to the Hughes property in Nevada. And I know this is one that you've done a little bit more work on and has a little bit more historic work. There was a maiden 15,000 meters drilling that was done. And then you guys did about 12,000 meters last year. What did you learn from the drilling you did in 2021? And what do you have on tap for 2022?
Yeah, so again, here the focus, the Hughes property in Tonopah, is again resource for us, where we've spent the last, say, year and a half proving up some very interesting concepts and have got some very, very interesting results. You know, some of these holes have in excess of 10,000 grams per ton silver equivalent. So what we really learned last year was just got a feel for the orientation of the mineralization and the fact that, hey, in some areas there's stacked veins, in some areas it's more planar. But again, we're at the point here now where, because of our investments, you know, in the last year and a half, we're ready just to do, you know, not as much drilling on Hughes this year as we prove up resources again with the goal of having something, you know, say by the end of Q4. But hey, look, you know, so basically, you know, to put this into a little more context, you crawl, you walk, and then you run. Well, you know, we crawled when we were getting the company started in 2020 and getting the targets ready. You know, we've walked while we're proving up the targets and have now had some very strong holes in a few different areas. And now we're ready to run. You know, now we're ready to really, really start drilling on both of these things again as we push towards resources in Q4. So I think there's probably 25 holes required here in Tonopah, and that's on top of the 50 that are required in New Mexico.
Well, Galen, you brought up the targets. There's four main targets on the Hughes property: the Murray area, the Belmont mine area, the Mispa, and the Ruby. I believe most of the drilling has been around the Murray and the Belmont mine area. Would you walk us through about how many holes you put in each one? You know, and is that where the focus is going to remain for this year?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. So the Murray and the Belmont target areas are in the historic part of the district. So we're following up on unmined extensions. We're following up on parallel structures that, you know, the old timers never got to. And yes, that's where we've had the most success so far. That's where we've drilled the most so far. So that's really the focus again for 2022. But, you know, like, so those are the two targets that are in the old district or in the old part of the district. The two targets further out to the east, you know, especially the Ruby discovery, which is 1.3 kilometers east of the district where we hit in 2020. I mean, there's some targets out here that they're within almost shouting distance of the town and haven't really seen any modern exploration at all or any exploration at all. We've got geophysical and geological targets that have never been looked at before. And again, you know, right along strike from one of the best silver districts historically in the U.S. So, you know, the exploration opportunities in Tonopah, I think, are very, very high. And, you know, then one of the conversations I always have is you look what's going on in the Bullfrog District down by Beatty, Nevada, and that's a couple hours south of Tonopah, where, you know, you started having these new ideas, or exploration people started having these new ideas, you know, not that long ago, 5 years ago or so, and have had some great success. And before you know it, you know, hey, you know, you've got companies getting taken out by majors and the whole district is locked up and you can't stake a claim within, you know, miles and miles. So, you know, I can see something similar happening around Tonopah. There's enough smoke around here between us and other companies that, you know, things get really interesting.
So with all this exploration on tap, we should chat financing, because the company not that long ago, January 21st, announced a financing initially for $6 million. That on the same day was upsized to $10 million, and also noted that Eric Sprott and First Majestic Silver would be taking part. What does that bring, or what will that bring the company to in terms of cash in the bank? And what's the budget going to be for this year? Will that satisfy this approximately 35,000 meters of drilling that's planned?
Yeah. So, you know, this is obviously a large vote of confidence from, you know, our current shareholders and new shareholders in conditions that, hey, haven't been the best recently. And I think really it's just a great endorsement on, you know, what we've been doing and the potential of both our projects. We need to drill, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 75 holes this year. What this financing will do will get us a very strong runway to really communicate to the market, I think, you know, the potential of both of these projects, and really start to think, I think, put into perspective what could be left here, you know. And it's the kind of the classic CEO dilemma where, you know, when you get into big discoveries, right, you know, I never want to have the company in a position where financing or funding is going to hold us back. And I think a lot of times you find that, you know, you want to really be fit for purpose in what your financing needs are, say. So I think a lot of times when you get into these discovery situations, you budget for one or two rigs, but then if you're successful, you know, you can really justify having four or five or six rigs. And in which case, that's like a step, you know, a step up in terms of everything. So if you look at some of our peers, like if you look at, say, what Vizsla is doing, and they've had some great success in Mexico, I think they just announced that they're moving up to 12 rigs. So, you know, in that situation, we would definitely look to upsize. And that would be, you know, would come with different financial requirements for sure.
Well, that would be a good problem to have. So we will keep following along, Galen. But just as we turn the page now into 2022, and as investors look forward to the first quarter and second quarter, what's the main news on tap that you want people focused on for the company?
Yeah, for us this year, no, it's just drill, drill, drill. We're going to be drilling a significant amount of holes into zones of known high-grade mineralization as we expand resource and build ounces. So that's our goal for this year. That's our mantra for this year.
All right. Well, Galen, we'll wrap it up there, but we will follow up as we start to get some of those drill results trickling back in from the Muggy On project, and as you start up those drill programs again for both projects. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those addressed for you. And Galen, keep us up to date on future news.
Thanks very much, guys, and thanks for having me on the show again.